Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetix. I am Dr. Ibitrokemi Fayokorubo. I'm a consultant, endocrinologist, and diabetologist. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyosunwike, the initiator of Rivetix.
Distinguished people of River State, I bring you greetings today and welcome you to another episode of Rivetix on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that most health challenges, including diabetes, can be prevented or mitigated. Get informed. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Diabetes Day, which comes up every November 14th. The global prevalence of diabetes has nearly doubled since 1980, rising from 4.7% to 8.5% in the adult population, according to United Nations statistics. This reflects an increase in associated risk factors such as being overweight or obese. Diabetes is a major cause of blindness, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, and lower limb amputation. Healthy diet, physical activity, and avoiding tobacco use can prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. In addition, diabetes can be treated and its consequences avoided or delayed with medication, regular screening, and treatment for complications. The theme for World Diabetes Day 2020 is The Nurse and Diabetes. The campaign aims to raise awareness around the crucial role that nurses play in supporting people living with diabetes. Nurses currently account for over half of the global health workforce. They do outstanding work to support people living with a wide range of health concerns. People who either live with diabetes or are at risk of developing the condition can get a lot of assistance from nurses, many of whom are known to have tender hands and tender hearts. We say a big thank you to all our nurses for the wonderful work they do for humanity from birth to death. They are always there to attend, assist, support, and encourage. The experts tell us that a healthy diet, regular physical activity, maintaining a normal body weight, and avoiding tobacco use are ways to prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. Diabetes can be treated and its consequences avoided or delayed with diet, physical activity, medication, and regular screening and treatment for complications. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he sheds more light on this subject. He is Dr. Ibitrokemi Fayokorubo, consultant endocrinologist and diabetologist. Please enjoy the episode and of course put the great lessons learned to very good use. Our dear Rivers people, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless Rivers State.
Anumeka o degi arizika fundo bakwa ekwere USA ehenku coronavirus be ehenku ke wehalegumisi ke yogwo hia obokini ha yeme na ohuna yibochira hunsunu igoruncha no mini no somaka ngbenu bobla hunsunu ikusuri opaka naanya manimi maoboni ikwabalokwa maobu no sansa humasenu ikushimero oni ngbenu bobla richehi no kusama ho bobla ikwalamaka ngbenu bobla gurumono betega naka kebuge hekun tikpata naka ngbenu bobla ikwalamu haka ize konfe agidabaduze le lore pere maobu kwa bebeli gabadun maobu kwameli kesenu odobiri odobiri ize no woge sesi kushimeimi manoni ngbenu bobla ibasibadaka maobu kwa obagidabadibe ndaha yeme na omaha yevu vu ehaku ye ko ye wehia ehidaku ye ko ye zina akpokwa shiririke ye ko ye zina enwewe ololu ma ehia obugbu ya nuri shopuku nda ha kwesiri ome no bikwa ehi no onodi keburoma osuno irijire ruho menu bobla ribo akpokwa wiri na atamasi mkpurisisi menu bobla osuno iwongamini nkare nkare menu bobla osuno iyegarehi oge osikwata anyara nkare nkare bali noko sama mozapatoro menu bobla nda ha kwesiri ome ma huna yevu ehia akuka suku ndo ore anu kebokuga NCDC no green green 080-097-00-0010 Biko, Hosino Ijila Kai, Nedi Behi, Isokonye Niobla, Morbezinoro, Kevu Eheko, Coronavirus. Abekulem, Yechigali River State. Mwai, Yesum, Eze Wanwike, Nihi Nobariga, Nochihala Eheko, Kebokuga, Coronavirus, Nele River State. Ndegi Arizika, Bundoba Kwekwere, USA, Anumekao.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio, and I'm Dr. Ebichokemi Korobo, a consultant endocrinologist and diabetologist. I'll be speaking to us today about diabetes mellitus, and more especially the World Diabetes Day team, which is the role that nurses play in the management of diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus is a medical condition in which the blood glucose level of the patient, what we refer as the blood sugar level of the patient, is higher than it should be. This problem results from either the absence of insulin in the body or insulin is present and is ineffective. This now affects how the body handles carbohydrate, fats, and proteins. If diabetes mellitus is not well managed, it will result in complications. These complications could be sudden or long-term complications, and when not handled, may increase disability of the patient and result in loss of life. Diabetes mellitus is classified into multiple types based today on the molecular source or the cause of the problem from diabetes. It could either be type 1, type 2, hybrid types, diabetes in pregnancy, and unclassified diabetes amongst other types. It's important to understand this, that diabetes is a broad term used to cover a couple of diseases that have similar characteristics. So diabetes mellitus is not one illness. Now, the commonest type of diabetes is type 2 diabetes. This is about 90 to 95% of most people living with diabetes have type 2. What are the risk factors for diabetes? Well, the first risk factor for type 2 diabetes is genetics. So we know that type 2 diabetes mellitus runs in families. So what this implies is that if you have a family history, anybody in your family living with diabetes, it puts you at risk and only stresses the fact that you would need to screen for diabetes mellitus. Sedentary lifestyle, inactivity are well-documented risk factors for diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus can also occur from people that are overweight or obese. So being obese or being overweight can result in increasing your risk for diabetes mellitus. Now, how do we know if a patient has diabetes mellitus? Now, patients that are living with diabetes mellitus can present in three ways. The first way, they may have what is called the classical symptoms. The second way is they could have what we call non-classical symptoms. And the third way, they may not have any symptoms at all. These classical symptoms include frequent urination, frequent tests, hunger, and undesired weight loss. The non-classical symptoms could include strokes. So a patient could have a stroke, and that is the first time the patient is aware that he has diabetes. They could include blindness and increased eye infections and eye problems. They could include the non-classical symptoms, that is, could include tooth decay and cavities, gum problems, boils. For women and men, infertility. For women, frequent miscarriages, frequent pelvic inflammatory disease. For men, erectile dysfunction. They could also have frequent ulcers, especially on the legs, that they find difficult to heal. Now, if you're going to make a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus, and what I mean by that is you want to confirm that a patient has diabetes mellitus, a blood test is usually done. If the patient has the classical symptoms, then a one-time blood test is enough. If the patient has the non-classical symptoms, then you repeat the blood test after a week or two. Let me stress here that the diagnosis is not made with the blood glucose meter, but is taken to the lab where an equipment called the spectrophotometer is used to make a diagnosis. Remember that I did mention that there is a third way diabetes could present, which is the scary part, no symptoms. So a patient may have diabetes and has no symptoms. The World Health Organization stresses that 50% of adults living with diabetes today are not aware that they have diabetes mellitus, and this is serious. Estimated population of people living with diabetes today is about 453 million, but this is an underestimation, as we know that data from our dear country Nigeria is not even included there. So it is likely that more people are living with diabetes mellitus. We know that every country in the world would have an exponential increase in diabetes mellitus. And what therefore this implies is that prevention of diabetes, being able to diagnose it on time, having a good and clear management plan, would go a long way in reducing the morbidity and mortality associated with diabetes mellitus. In managing patients living with diabetes mellitus, the key ingredient is having a dedicated, well-trained team. This team is made up of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, the patient, and the patient's family, amongst others. Dietitians play a role, diabetic educators all play a role in managing patients living with diabetes. The World Diabetes Day team this year stresses the role that nurses play in prevention, the diagnosis, and in the management of people living with diabetes. It is known that patients find nurses more approachable than some doctors. A lot of people at home would first report a complaint, a symptom to a nearby nurse before coming to the hospital. And this, having understood this, the International Diabetes Federation has brought out a team where not only will we celebrate our dear nurses, but more importantly, continue to train and teach them to be key team players in the management of people living with diabetes. Let's go on a short break. I'll be right back.
Ekpe bleni, enutileni amuli ukebi omulolomomno ibeke kwa obo coronavirus. Eyela odola le maregde lubutu ukemla. Ndekpa mejene mukem ugwe ukuru leliela. Ukebi om unwe ike ukuru lele maregde le yeye akpotuleneka ubuho tebulo akudo owae buto yeye buto. Ukem ugbu maregde. Unwe ugogoya wo ndekpa majile nye unwe ukemla. Okwa okwekide le ehogle. Mobo unwe umekpele lo woto inwe, oboye togwa shikpom bukem bojem. Emine unwe be uke biyom, unwe be ike loje bodo, boto inwe le uduji ukelele, majekpom bayo bagole, majekpom benglobo onglo. Ukem akamale nyengwe ukpekde le omwo, o unye neten unwe ike ubushini jimado bodo. Ukem uke biyom unwe ugogo wong, ngwa edele na ye umledelo nokan jike na leo magwani useke ukem abarobe bala lugoni echa losama ekaye beblekle abateta nekan amuta no muta nyejina onashito aya tutuduma ekle umlebe bushi ugowe ukem omu ngwana ashikeshini elie eka nye umwele umekpele ukpekde le ehogle etashe ekle luhu maregde mubo emine udugbolo umajibe eyekpane ugbolo ukem Bemle made manu umungwadame osale okabo eke bia wajile kubulagalebe uzu olu bo aishi okpakea ademano wu mwamekan.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revertix on Radio. I am Dr. Ebitroke Mikorobo. I'm a consultant endocrinologist and diabetologist, and we're talking about diabetes mellitus, and more especially the theme for the World Diabetes Day celebration. So we were talking about the role that the team players play in ensuring that people living with diabetes get the best care. And this time we're talking about nurses. I had mentioned that patients have a lot of confidence in nurses and find them easily accessible. And therefore, there is a need to ensure that our dear nurses are properly trained in the art of prevention, diagnosis, and management of people living with diabetes mellitus. This is key because the nurses must have the necessary skill to to be able to identify patients even in the community that will require further care. Our nurses, as you know, have spent time with the doctors and the patients and are able to form an intermediary between the patients and the doctors. We would now look clearly at a simple management plan for diabetes mellitus and how our nurses and family members of our patients key in. The management of people living with diabetes is a holistic approach, and this management is divided clearly into two: the care that the patient receives in the hospital and the care that the patient receives at home. Patients living with diabetes are expected to initially have 2 weekly visits, then monthly, and after that 3 monthly. At each of these visits, certain specific investigations, tests are done. The doctor examines the patient and marshals out other treatment plans. The nurses have a key role here in first segregating and identifying patients that require urgent care to be attended to as quick as possible. The nurses now are trained on how to examine the foot of the patient so that patients that require referral straight to diabetic foot clinics are referred there. This would go a long way in reducing the menace of diabetic foot ulcers if nurses are trained properly on how to identify and categorize diabetic foots and the problems that they pose. Now, for the home care, an acronym, MADEM, is used for the home care of patients living with diabetes. The first M stands for monitoring. Patients are taught how to use the blood glucose meter to check their blood glucose and record it in a diary. The diary would have the time, and for those on insulin, the dose of insulin taken at that time with the corresponding blood glucose. When patients come to the hospital, these records are looked at by the doctor. The nurses can help to ensure that every patient understands that your blood glucose diary is an important part of your clinic visit. The next home care is exercise. But before the exercise, patients are advised to examine under their feet to make sure there are no injuries. And after the exercise, they examine the feet again to make sure that the exercise did not induce any injury. In most clinics today, we advise and teach that patients living with diabetes are examined. Foot examinations are done for them. This could be done by nurses, if well trained, to quickly look at the foot and make sure that these patients did not have any injury while at home. The next step of the home-based care is what we call medical nutrition therapy. The concept of a diabetic diet is far outweighed and thrown away. There is nothing like a diabetic diet. Rather, patients living with diabetes should have a balanced, well-nourishing meal. The timing of the meal matters, as breakfast is routinely taken at 8, lunch at 2, and dinner should not exceed 8. Nurses are trained and taught on how to ensure that patients are able to keep to their organized, well-prescribed meal plan, usually given to them by either an endocrinologist or most of the time, the dietitians. The patients must have access to good education, such as Rivetics, and where they are able to get the latest information about the care for diabetes. Nurses are trained now as diabetic educators, and they're able to, at every time, at every contact with patients, interface patients on current trends for the management of diabetes. Studies have shown that when this is done, the outcome for the patients, reduction in morbidity, reduction in mortality is achieved for the patients. The drugs are next, and patients must keep to their medications. That is the last M. Insulin remains one of the key drugs used in management of diabetes mellitus. And there has been an aversion to the use of insulin by the patients and indeed some health workers that are not well trained. And one of the ways we have identified to bring this aversion down is to train nurses on the concepts of insulin, and the nurses themselves are part of the dissemination of this right information. This will go a long way in ensuring that patients take their drugs as at when due and improve the outcome of the patients. Therefore, in order to achieve good control meet the targets for patients living with diabetes, the nurses and indeed all other health workers play a key role in the management of these patients. The World Diabetes Day 2020 gives us an opportunity, endocrinologists like myself and indeed all doctors, an opportunity to tell our nurses thank you, to let them realize that we are ready and willing to teach them more and work with them more for the benefit of our patients. It is important also to remember that in 2020, if a patient is living with diabetes and has a good, clear understanding of the management of diabetes, understand their targets. And what I mean by targets is, when you see a doctor looking after you, the doctor is meant to have your targets clearly stated to you. Numbers are given to you, blood glucose numbers, when you wake up fasting, after eating, postprandial, blood pressure numbers, weight numbers are given to you. And the essence of your care is to get to these numbers. And if you do, you will achieve the benefits of quality care for patients living with diabetes. It is important again for me to stress here that the care for patients living with diabetes is individualized. Therefore, your numbers will differ from the numbers of your friend or your family members. And it is important that you are taught these numbers. The nurses help in ensuring that we keep to these targets. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
My people, when I don't hear about this new deadly disease, where then they call coronavirus. Waiting go share life person catch them. Waiting will feed do about them. Coronavirus fit spread for anything where we fit touch, whether na table, whether na door, money, or anything at all. The virus they follow spread when person will get and touch you, or you use your hand touch your eyes, your nose, mouth, or even your ears join. The symptoms of coronavirus they take waka, na dry cough, fever, and when it is hard for you to breathe. People will get coronavirus, they fit they alright, but if na old person or somebody will get sickness before for body, they fit die. Coronavirus dangerous fast cough and catarrh. Only one person fit spread the virus, fiam reach plenty people one time. Coronavirus not get cure as we did so. As we did so, we suppose arrange ourselves, make sure say we not get them, and we not share and give people. It is very important to make sure say you use soap and water, wash your hand well. Wash and like say you touch hand you pepper. Another thing we will do now to give yourself better marking from anybody where don't get them or where they sick. Not shake anybody, not hug anybody, hold yourself. If you feel there for us, there, make people will sabi waiting to do, help us find the solution. My people, the solution is our hands, so make we respect ourselves to the right thing. If you get any of the symptoms, fever, dry cough, and when it is hard for you to breathe, I beg, call this number. So,
welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revertix on Radio. I am Dr. Ebichokemi Faye-Korobo. I'm a consultant, endocrinologist, and diabetologist. And we're talking on Diabetes Mellitus, World Diabetes Day 2020. I have briefly taken you through what diabetes is, a chronic condition, which means it lasts long. The key problem is high blood glucose, and the underlying factor that has caused that is either insulin not being present or present and ineffective. I have mentioned that when this occurs, it may result in increased morbidity, which is illness, disability, or mortality, which is death. I have mentioned here that there are many types of diabetes today, but type 2 remains the commonest. I have also mentioned and reminded you that patients living with diabetes could appear or present in three ways, either with the classical symptoms, frequent urination, hunger, thirst, weight loss. Or non-classical, which goes from strokes, eye problems, kidney issues, infertility, wounds on the legs, to the third scary one in which the patient may have no symptoms, no complaint at all, but all the problems of diabetes are occurring. I've reminded us that the key care for patients living with diabetes mellitus is a holistic approach, where the care for the patient is divided into a clinical care and home-based care. I've mentioned that the team must be multidisciplinary. Everybody has a role to play. And this year, we celebrate one of our key team members, which is the nurses. I've also clearly stated for you how, if nurses are well-trained and put to good use, that the mortality and morbidity from diabetes mellitus will be grossly reduced. I've stressed that the care in 2020 has improved, and insulin and indeed other drugs play key roles in the management of diabetes mellitus, I leave you with a final thought. In 2020, if you are living with diabetes and you get the care you need, you will live longer than your age mates that are not living with diabetes. The word diabetic doesn't exist. Rather, it is living with diabetes. So for 2020 World Diabetes Day, we see our nurses. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rev Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rev Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.